It's Monday, May 18th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As we begin the cautious approach to get back to work at the office, just know that your every move will be watched. At some workplaces, thermal cameras will measure body temperatures of people walking in. At others, apps will trace workers' interactions at the office. A concern for many is that once these extra measures are put in place, they may never go away. Conrad Puzier, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how employers plan on tracking you when you come back.
Thanks for joining us, Conrad.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about what it's going to look like when all the states reopen and people start going back to work, what it's going to be like to go back to the office. And unfortunately, your every move is going to be watched. Employers are planning a bunch of new tools to measure office interactions, track workers' health. And with all these types of things, there's always privacy concerns, but there's also those things of like, hey, things might seem extreme at first, but it could be the new normal and you'll get used to it later. So Conrad, tell us a little bit about what employers are planning to do to get Americans back to work safely and healthy.
So the big thing I think people need to understand is when we go back to the office, it's not going to be like before. It's going to be completely different in a bunch of different ways. So some of the most basic things that employers are doing now is just moving chairs around, putting more distance between desks just to make sure that there's more social distancing in the office. Companies are cleaning offices more intensively. So that's all the basic stuff that companies are doing. Pretty much everyone is doing this. But there's a growing number of companies that are going beyond that, that basically say, if we want employees to be really safe when they come back to the office, we need to do a lot more. And so what some of these companies are doing is they're basically including surveillance technology into their offices. And the idea is if you track people better, if you track their temperature, if you track who they interact with, you get a better handle of how a virus might be spreading in the office and you can prevent it from spreading. You can basically keep people safer that way.
One example, at Rockefeller Center, there's obviously a huge office tower there. And the building's owner is going to set up thermal cameras so they can measure body temperature as employees go in. They're also going to develop some type of mobile app to monitor and score how closely workers are complying with social distancing. And some of these areas are where there might be some problems in there, but there's a lot of companies that are considering developing mobile apps. That seems to be one of the main players in all this.
And that's a very controversial thing, right? So the idea behind these mobile apps is, if you install an app in your employee's phone that tracks where they are at any given time, you kind of get a sense of whether they come into contact with someone who is maybe infected. So let's say someone in your office gets the virus. You can then go back and look at the app and find every single person who is in contact with them, and then you can make sure that they stay at home as well. So that's the idea, right? It's designed to keep people safe. But at the same time, you're also tracking everyone's move at all times, and there are some people who are concerned about this. I talked to one company, Athena Health, based in Massachusetts, which basically said they think that's going too far. They don't want to track every move of their employees. They think that would be intrusive. So there is some debate going on about that. And thermal cameras is another issue, right? Companies are now installing thermal cameras in the lobbies of office buildings that basically take your temperature from afar. And if you walk in, you have a fever, this camera might see this, and then the door might stop you. Again, it could help keep the workplace safe from any sort of infections, but it's also, it could arguably be kind of invasive.
And there's other options. There's one company called Interpublic. They're toying with the idea of maybe separating their workers into three different levels. With all of these things, they're good ideas, but you're right. There's a lot of problems that could arise out of it and discrimination, things like that, that could arise out of that. But Interpublic, they want to do like a level one. This is somebody that's tested positive for antibodies, so they're very low risk. Level two would be somebody that is maybe doesn't have the antibodies, but they're moderate to low risk. They're healthy people. And then people over 65 and have underlying health conditions, they would be a level three. You know, at that point, could you be discriminating against somebody because of their age or because of these health conditions? And even having to disclose those health conditions could be a problem.
So this is something that Interpublic is considering doing. They haven't definitively decided if they want to do this yet, but they're very clearly thinking about this. And again, the rationale here is, you know, you only want to have those people come back to the office that are really safe and that aren't as vulnerable to getting sick, because you want to make sure that people are healthy. That's the idea, and that's obviously commendable. But the risk here is if you basically tell people who have pre-existing conditions or who are smokers that they can't come to the office because they're at risk, the risk here is you discriminate against them, right? If you can't come to the office, Does that mean you can't take part in meetings? Is that maybe bad for your career because you don't get your face in front of other people? There is the danger that over the years to come, some people might feel that they're being discriminated against. And that's the big debate that some of these companies will have to have, is how do you weigh the benefits for more safety against the downside of potentially discriminating over someone's health?
And how do the employers navigate that? You know, the White House has in their guidelines calls for employers to make accommodations for vulnerable workers, things like that. But existing employment laws are still in place with regards to discrimination and all that. So that's going to be a tough thing for them to navigate. And sorry to say, but there'll probably be some lawsuits and things like that as soon as people really start getting back into the workforce.
It's a new area for companies to navigate. And one expert described this as sort of the Wild West, right? Because we've never lived through a time like this in 100 years where there's this pandemic, go back to the office. So companies often, they're experimenting with a bunch of different things. They're trying to figure out what works. And also companies are waiting for clear guidelines from lawmakers, from governments, before they definitively decide what they want to do. But I think everyone's sort of confused right now. A lot of companies are trying to figure out what to do, and we'll know a lot more in the few months to come.
Yeah, one of the biggest concerns about all of this is, let's say you put some of these things in place because of the pandemic, and once things kind of slow down with that, those things are already in place, so you're just going to kind of have to live with them. And there's a lot of parallels to, you know, what happened in September 11th after buildings installed these enhanced security measures, x-rays, a bunch of different things like that. There's just kind of these parallels that while it might seem intrusive and extreme right now, after a while, you'll get used to it and it'll be that new normal.
Right. All these companies, they'll spend a good amount of money investing in all this technology, installing all this technology. So they'll have an economic incentive to keep it using it, right? Because they spend all this money. You don't want to just use it for 6 months, and then when the pandemic is over, you throw it in the rubbish bin. So I think the concern is just that this economic incentive means that more companies will just keep on permanently doing more surveillance on their own workers. And the 9/11 analogy is really interesting, right? Because in New York City, it was a lot easier to go to an office in New York. Often you wouldn't have to go through a turnstile. You wouldn't have to show your ID to anyone at the front desk. And then 9/11 happened, and that changed completely. And you started x-raying people's suitcases in garages. Cars were getting screened for bombs. So security just got a lot more intense. And it never really went away. I mean, some things did go away, but in general, security just permanently stayed a lot tighter, and people got used to it. And I think for better or worse, a lot of people will get used to some of these changes that are happening now.
Conrad Poutsier, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.